Blog Talk Radio.
Going through tough times and life seems rough, go to Dr. Breakthrough, he'll boost you up. Life ain't so hard with the right motivator. Dr. Stan Harris, expert communicator.
In the big city or in the stick, Dr. Breakthrough gon' break the bricks. All finances and relationships, Dr. Breakthrough got the perfect fit. So what y'all wanna do?
International breakthrough facilitator, Dr. Breakthrough can develop money makers.
When you want a breakthrough, he'll come through. And Dr. Stan Harris is the one to help you. Never have to worry, never feeling blue. Gotta call the doctor so he can help you. Get a breakthrough, what you wanna do? Get a breakthrough, what you trying to do? Motivate you.
Come on, come on. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Today is Monday. That's right, Monday the 2nd, 2009. And it's all about relationships. Now, I know you guys, not relationships, excuse me. I must think it's already Wednesday. That's when we will have Relationship Wednesday. But today is Monday, January 6th, and I would just like to thank you to my show, TalkToTracyBrooks.com. It is my pleasure to serve you, and I promise to be here as long as God has blessed me with a voice to speak. So today it's actually all about me. I'm going to be reviewing a little bit about my past and helping you guys to understand what it is and that I do and who I am and how I am here to empower you. Yes, so I am Tracy Brooks, as you all know. I am a twin sister. I have a twin sister, Stacy. We have a rap group named Replica. We are originally from California and we reside in Dallas, Texas. I am writing a book right now. I know I've been talking about my relationships book, and it's still coming out because I still want to be able to help you with your relationship. And Lord knows, we all need some help in that department. God gave me something new, and a lot of times when he gives you something, you have to kind of go with that because I've been on relationships for 14 years. And just recently, I was at the Victoria Lowe's Ministry Awakening over in Irving, Texas. And I tell you, it was so powerful. And she's really a phenomenal woman of God. I don't care what anyone says. She is really and truly walking the walk while she talks the talk. So thank you, Victoria, for inviting me, and thank you for being on the show with us on Friday. We really appreciate you joining us, and I look forward to having you again to talk about your event in March, which we'll have you on the show to promote it as well. So at any rate, ladies and gentlemen, y'all know me. I'm from California. I live in Texas. I have two children, Algernon and Scotty, who I love very, very much. And I just may even play my daughter's poem that she wrote herself. And I'm so proud of her that she's putting all of her talents, her different talents, into play this year in 2009. I'm really excited for her. And I just wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about my book, what God led me to write. And I'm starting on it now, and I'm not sure how long it's going to take to finish, but hopefully it won't be a 14 years, okay? So my book will be called My Grass Hasn't Always Been This Green, Seven Spiritual Steps to Fertilize Your Yard. I guess I received that. One day I was speaking to a gentleman who was interviewing me, Travis. Thank you, Travis. You know who you are, Cookie Trav. That's right. Tremendous Travis. Robinson. So thank you, Travis, for bringing that out of me. But he was interviewing me, asked me several questions. And I said, well, you know what? My grass hasn't always been this green. And it was like automatic. God was like, that's it. And speaking with Travis and during this interview, a lot of things came to me that opened my eyes to actually what my purpose is. My purpose, okay, first let me back up a little bit. So my grass hasn't always been this green. I'm choosing this as a title because God said that's perfect for you. A lot of people know me, and it's funny. Over the weekend, I was hanging out with people that I know for 15, 20 years, and they still bring up stuff that or think I still have the same personality as the young woman that they met that time ago. You know, the wild, crazy days when you just didn't have no religion, or if you had religion, you was hiding it under the table somewhere. And it was just weird to see and to hear conversations come up that you no longer have interest in. It's kind of like when you're in junior high school, everything that's important in junior high, once you get to high school, it's not that important anymore. And everything that you're all bossy and ticked off about and so eager to learn and know about in high school, it's not that important once you hit college. And the same thing once you hit the real world. Everything you learn in school is kind of out the window because the real world is just that. It's the real world. And all the stuff from before, it has no bearing on you. So I say my grass hasn't always been this green due to the fact that this is one of my affirmations. My past does not determine my future. My past has nothing to do with my future, only the steps that I had to take to get to where I am. Now, there were some things that happened in my past that God allowed me to experience them so that I could be a testimony later on in life. But at the time, as I was going through it from a child all the way up, I didn't realize that that's what it was. I thought, oh, this is bad. Oh, this is, you know, terrible. Or this is great. Or this is strange. What is this? You know, I went through so many different ups and downs and turnarounds in my life that and people who know me, they go, well, you go from one facet to the next. Well, that's who I am. Those are the steps that God gave me to take in order to become the person that I am today, to fertilize my yard, to have a fully green yard in front of my home. So that there, ladies and gentlemen, is sort of the basis of my book. It's going to give you seven principles, spiritual principles, and a little bit on my history of the steps that I have to take to keep my grass fertilized and looking pretty. And how did it even get there? Because before it was green and fertilized, it was rubbish. It was brown and yucky and bald in some spots and, you know, no leaves on the tree, no fruit, you know. So it hasn't always been that green. And that's what my book will entail. All that information, spiritual seven steps to get you to fertilize your yard, because I know your yard hasn't always been that green, or your yard might not be that green right now. And you're wondering, what is it? What can I do? What have I done to make such a mess of my life? How can I get things back on track? What am I doing now, or what could I be doing better now to fertilize my yard? And your yard could be your situation, whatever the situation is. My situation was really hard. My mother left my father when I was six. At six and a half, I was molested by a family member. I didn't really tell anyone about it until I got grown and had my own daughter, which I was only 17 when I had her, and sitting around the coffee table with my sisters, having a glass of wine back when I was on wine a lot, and we were just discussing things about the family, and I just brought it up, and we all just kind of shared information or stories that we had regarding sexual abuse in the family. And what happened with me was I was commitment phobic, and I think that's why I learned so much about relationships, is because I always looked at other people like, how did y'all stick together for 25 years? How did you guys make it for 35 years? There is no way I can give a man 30 days, less known 35 years. And that's pretty much what it was always about. My grass wasn't always green. I had so many trials from a little girl on up. I was upset with my mom for leaving my dad, but my dad had a gambling problem. And I just wonder now today, well, Lord, if we hadn't have left, would we ended up in poverty? Would we have stayed in the one-bedroom apartment that we lived in with my dad because he couldn't control his gambling habits? My mom, she was so awesome. She, when she left my dad, we moved to Oxnard, where I'm originally from, and we moved into this really nice home in a really nice neighborhood. All the girls had one room. The boys had another room, and it was six boys. It was six of us, three boys, three girls, and our mom. She worked two jobs. She went to school. I mean, she did everything she could, but in the midst of that, there were some, you know, things that weren't so pleasant, like the abuse that was going on in the home when she wasn't at home. And so now I just want to let y'all know that the person that abused me, and I'll talk more about that in my book, is that I when I had this revelation at 19 or 20, speaking to my sisters at my coffee table, I then made a call to him. And I asked them, did you realize what you did? Are you, you know, asking for forgiveness from God? I understand that we were all young and we were kids, but you know what? Sometimes we do things that impact people for the rest of their lives. And the abuse can trickle on from that person to you, and then you become to abuse other people. And so you just have to kind of watch it and understand that at the times when your grass isn't that green, just know that God is using that to catapult you to something greater. He used me. Maybe I was to be commitment phobic for a reason. I've never been married. I had no really desire, no real desire, just within the last 5 or 6 years, maybe so. But all my life, I would get guys to fall in love with me and or I'd go through the whole motions of, yeah, let's do it. And then as soon as they want to talk about the planning of the marriage, I could skip out. And that was my, I guess, my outcome of my abuse. I was totally afraid to commit to someone. I would utilize what I had to get what I wanted. And then have you all in wrapped around my little pinky and just leave you at a drop of a dime and never, ever give you an explanation or anything. Just, oh, it's not going to work. You deserve the best, and I'm just not the one for you. You know, I'm not saying I'm bad, but I you need someone that's going to love you. You need me, and I'm not that. So that's what came from my abuse. But over the years, I've questioned so many people and spoken to so many couples and counseled so many women and men in relationships that I'm like, okay, I'm a relationship expert. I'm going to write a book on it. And God just said, no. What you're going to do first is tell your story and help others get to the next level in their life. The way all the situations that you've gone through to fertilize your own yard has catapulted you to this level now. You haven't always been where you are. And ladies and gentlemen, I tell you, I've done some things that I wasn't always proud of just to make sure my daughter had the best clothes and the best place to live and, you know, went to the best schools and made sure she never saw any type of poverty or brokenness or anything. And so it's just been it's been a trying time, and I'll continue on more. But right now we have a caller, 469-358. This is Tracy. Talk to us.
This is Pastor Vanessa. How are you today?
Hi, Pastor Vanessa. How are you?
I am doing good. I just called in to be of encouragement and just to listen in and say you're doing a great job and with relationships, just watching you grow and grow, and just wants
wow.
to just call and let you know. We're just here to be of help to you and your listeners.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. And for all you guys who don't know, this is Pastor Vanessa, the woman with many hats. I've had her on my show, and I will have her on the show again. She's really been supporting me in my career life, and I just want to say thank you. Thank you to DSWA. Oh, I got to meet Nikki Kiyohoho over the weekend.
Right.
I know I talked about that. So exciting. I was so excited, and thank you again for reminding me about the meeting because, you know, I was over with Victoria Lowe, but I just, you know, I'm grateful. I'm grateful that you thought about me. And ladies and gentlemen, she gave me my first speaking engagement here in Dallas, Texas with the DFWA. So I look forward to doing it again sometime. And I look forward to sharing my book with you guys.
And we were just so excited that you gave us a little sample, mini sample of her talent. And we're just a blessing. And to all the ladies there, they were just inspired. You know, she came in like a hurricane, as you, Tracy, and just lit up the room. And it was a good thing. It was a good time, and it was an empowering time for all of us there to be encouraging to one another.
Well, thank you so much. And, yes, it was. I agree with you. I was just sitting here, you know, sharing with my listeners a little bit about me and where I came from and where I'm going. And so you're part of where I'm going. So thank you for calling in.
All right. And you have a blessed day. Continue to keep up the awesome work.
Thank you, Pastor Vanessa. I love you.
Love you more. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, okay, that was Pastor Vanessa. And I said, she's a woman with many hats. She's been on my show before, so check out our archives, Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. And also you can go to gatheringofeagles.com or GOTEIM.org. That's it. Got it. GOTEIM.org. And you can figure out a little bit more about a few of her hats that she wears. She's a pastor, and she's awesome. So getting back to my story, I was talking about my grass. So you might be going through something where you're not as fertilized as you would like to be. And in conversation with my good friend Travis, Cookie Trav, hey, I was enlightened. I mean, this guy asked me so many questions that I was having to ask my own self questions. And I'm grateful that he did, because I had a revelation, you guys. And this is while we were speaking, God was giving me downloads. Like, he gave me a download for the book. It was just something that I told Travis, and then bam, God said, no, that's the title of your book. Go ahead and expound on it. And I come to a realization that I'm just not a relationship expert to help you out in your relationships. I'm an empowerer. I can empower people, and I've empowered myself to come from where I was, being a 17-year-old mom with a daughter and raising my daughter on my own, making sure that, like I said, she had the best of everything, going through some ups and downs in life as a young adult, dealing with, hardship and heartache and loss of family members, I really had to empower myself to get to the next level. And that wasn't easy, you know, but by the grace of God, he always had his hand on me. And, sometimes it seems as if it's so hard that you can't make it, but if you don't die from it, it's only going to make you stronger. So I realized I was empowering myself just through the trials that I was going through. The trials through my tribulation, I was just empowering myself more and more and more. And as I go through the different facets, there are some things that never left, like my music. I'm an entertainer. When I was a kid in junior high school, I remember my brother, he used to hang out with this guy named Too Short. Yeah, Too Short from the Bay Area. He would come over. I don't even know if he remembers this, but I definitely did. It was an impact on my life. He used to sell his tapes, the 8-track tapes, the big ones, out of his trunk. And my brother knew him, and also this other guy named Calvin T. And now, ladies and gentlemen, you're talking about these guys who have this distinctive sound from, you know, anybody you ever heard of, and they would come over. And I remember Calvin T. would make up rhymes right there and then put me and my sister's name in it. And I was like, oh, you know I have to remember that one. So I would remember the rhyme. And I would say it at school and be like, how you know that? Why are you talking like that? Why are you saying stuff like that? That is so, you know. But it was like, well, I was just doing what Calvin was saying. I was just saying what he was saying, but I had a knack for it. My sister did too. Mind you, we used to always entertain the family. When families would come over for dinner or whatever, family functions, we would go in the back of the room, get about four or five cousins, and we'd come out with the, you know, a dance step or a singing group or the Supremes, and I always wanted to be Diana, or my sister always wanted to be Diana, so we would have to take turns on that Stacy. And it just went from the Supremes on up to, what was it, the Pointer Sisters, the Sister Sled, to depend on how many family members we were using. And then we have the boy cousins playing like they're playing the guitar or something. But the whole thing is that entertainment has always been in my soul. And so as a young adult, I was fortunate enough to work for a record label, independent / major record label, right out of high school. And that helped me to see the back end of all this fame and fortune. It's really a lot of hard work. Things does not happen overnight. You think, oh, this guy became an overnight success. No way, honey. They've been doing that for years. And that kind of goes into what I want to say. Just when you think the tide is too high and you get ready to turn away and walk away from your dreams or your goals because the tide is coming in, it's too high, right when you turn around, that's when the tide is going to go down and go back into the ocean. And you just may very well miss your opportunity to reach your goals or your full potential in life because you had a fear of the tide was too high, like it was too much turbulence in your life. And I've been doing this for 10 years and it's not working, or I've been writing for 20 years, or I've been writing this book for 12 years, or I've been going to be a platinum singer artist for 20 years. I've been becoming an actress for 12 years, or I've been wanting to be a teacher for 5 years, or whatever the case may be. We always, you know, sometimes think the tide is just too high, but that's nothing but a test from God to see if you could sustain the high tides so that you can enjoy the low tides. And so that's one of my little tidbits there. Never walk away from your dreams, ladies and gentlemen. You have it. If God gave you the vision to create a thought, to have a goal or a dream or desire, he gives you the desires of your heart. And he wants to give you the desires of your heart. But if you turn away from the hard times and say, that's it, oh, that was too rough, I got to get out of here, I don't have this dream anymore, then it may very well go away just when you're about to reach your mark. So never give up, even when the tides are high. Never, ever give up. You have all the tools within you to become successful. You have all the gifts, the knowledge, the knack within you right now to achieve your goals, because if you didn't have it, God wouldn't have never given you the download. He wouldn't have never given you the vision to go there. So thank you, Lord, for vision. Thank you for dreams. And dream big, ladies and gentlemen. I dream so big. You guys don't hear me. I dream really big, and I won't go into all my dreams. You'll have to read it in the book, but I just dream really big. So going from that dream of being an artist, you know, as 14, 15, let's see, maybe going on 19, 20 years now, my goal and ambition to be a famous rap artist, to be out there like Jay-Z and Tupac and all these great rap artists. I mean, I even worked with some of the great rap artists, and it just never really happened because people would see me and my sister, and they would just see money. And it's like you can look them in their eye, and you'll see the dollar signs. And then they try to take all your money before you even make any. So it's like, why would I want to do business with you? And you're trying to gut me and take all the money out the register before we even put the register on the counter. So, but what we decided to do and what came to me at the World Internet Summit of 2008 in the spring is another download. God was like, you know what? You have all this talent. You have all the connections. There are things that you can do when you are so gifted. I gave you and your sister a gift. And until you fully give it back to me, well, here's another download. And I'll get into that, fully giving it back to him, in my book. You'll have to read it. I came with this. He gave me his download of Jingles Express. Now, here's where you can get a customized jingle where my sister and I, we still get to use our gift of writing. We still get to use our gift of performing. And we love it. We just love it to death. If you listen to my show, every time I open my show, I open it with one of our customized jingles. And we're still working on an album. Don't get me wrong. We're not turning away from our dream. But see, what God was saying is sometimes you have to create another avenue to still be able to do what you want to do and what you have a knack for, what you have the passion for, and you just might have to take it to a different level. So we created Jingles Express. You can go to www.jinglesexpress.com, jingles with an S, express.com. There, you can tell us, you know, hey, I'm realtor over here at XYZ, and I would like a customized jingle with a jazzy background and a little rap and a little R&B. Or I prefer not rap, but just, you know, something really nice like a commercial so I could play it back on your show. And, you know, you can go to our website and leave that type of information, and we'll contact you. So, again, that's jinglesexpress.com, where you can get customized jingles to position your business at the multimillionaire level. And, yes, it works. I mean, you've heard our jingles. When our speakers play these jingles, these commercials, before they go up on stage, the people come to their feet, and they want to actually buy the jingles from them when they're finished speaking. So, it's not only a product from us, it's also a product for you. So, yes, if you'd like more information on the jingles, go to jinglesexpress.com and get yourself a customized jingle, because that's just one of the ways that we're able to still use our gift and give back to the community as far as being artists and still get to, you know, do our thing, write songs, and it's a lot of fun, and it's so much fun to hear it on the television or on the radio station when the speakers or the companies are doing their commercials. It's just a wonderful opportunity, and that was just part of my gift that God gave me and a download to continue to do what I love to do, which is perform and write and record. So never turn away from your gifts or your goals or your dreams just because the tides are too high. Who knows? that position that you're wanting, that deal you want to break, that opportunity that you've been looking for just might be right there. And so that's one facet of me. Another facet of me is when I was a young mother, I used to ask the Lord to use me as an example. Let your will be done inside of me, Lord. Forget about my own will, even though I used to still live my own will, and sometimes I still do. But I would ask the Lord to use me, make me an example. Let them look at me and see your light shine in me. And I never knew how it was going to happen. Well, just a few years back in 2004, God gave me the vision of GB2K. 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 Giving back to kids, arts and theater mentoring program. Now, you're talking about being able to turn your gifts and your talents into another venue. Here it is. I got a download to say, this is how we're going to use you. We're going to use your gifts to help the children, especially the underprivileged children, but it's for all children of all ages, help them to utilize their God-given natural talents that God gave them and utilize it in a positive energy. Now, see, for the underprivileged children, we have so much going on where they're raised by their grandparents, their mother and father is in jail, or their mother and father is on drugs, or their mother and father is very abusive, or their mother and father are living in poverty, and they're just underprivileged. They don't have all the brand new name brand shoes. They don't have all the brand new name brand clothes, but they're barely making it, and they have a gift. And I've seen these children as I ride by, and this is what really, really made me move expeditedly on this download, was because I did research on the children in South Dallas, Texas. And South Dallas is really surrounded by a lot of underprivileged people. And for whatever reason, God is still good. But I found out that there were girls, now hear me out here, girls as young as 8 years old getting abortions. Yes, that broke my heart tremendously. An 8-year-old getting an abortion. I've never heard of it. I've never seen of it until I got on the internet and I found a little girl in Peru who was 5, who was pregnant and had a baby. She had her child, and when the little boy, he was 10 when he found out that she was his mom. But here's the deal. Little girls right here in my community as young as 8 years old. I mean, who would touch a baby? Who would do that? But see, I can understand that because I was abused. I was abused, so it could have happened to me. Thank God it didn't, but it could have. And when I saw this, you know, you look at those little girls who are getting abortions at 8 years old. They have so much negativity built up in them, but they also have a God-given talent. Either they're using it at a strip club on the pole, or they're standing out in front of the grocery store shaking their butts down to the ground, or the young guy who's had a hard life, he's out there selling drugs or gangbanging. There's so many negative influences out there for these young children that are underprivileged. And my goal is to take those natural God-given abilities and all that negative energy and turn it into something positive. And our goal is to have a praise dance team, a gospel choir, a drama team, and a fashion team to tour and do shows, and to also have our own facility, which is almost like the Boys and Girls Club, but we will have living quarters for the homeless youth. We will have a theater where they can actually perform, a recording studio where they can record. Yes, because I'm in the entertainment business, I want to teach the children all about entertainment. We teach about etiquette. We teach about teens, teen pregnancy, you know, the do's and the don'ts of growing up, how to dress for an interview, how to be successful as an entrepreneur. Yes, we teach all these things to the youth, and it's for everybody. So my vision, and like I said, I dream really big. My vision is to see it as big as the Boys and Girls Club and around the United States and maybe in other countries, depending on how God wants to use me. Now, I'm talking serious business here, ladies and gentlemen, because I didn't always have this outlook. I didn't always care what the next person was doing. I just didn't care. But I do care, and it's important that we all care and we all want to share our love and our support to everyone. Love thy neighbor as you would love thyself. And that's just one of the things. So if you would like to donate to GB2K, Arts and Theater Mentoring Program, go to www.gb2k.org. That's gb2k.org. And support our vision at giving back to kids. I mean, we're giving it back. We're transforming negative energy into positive energy, and we're utilizing that energy to put on shows around the country. So I'm excited about what we're doing and how things have been going, and I hope you'll be just as excited and join with us. And we have an event coming up here in March. It was going to be in February, but we pushed it back to March, an art gala for artists that y'all may not know of, or you may know. One is Admiral Ellison. He's from Dallas, Texas. I partner up with him all the time for the Reach for the Stars event. And if you would like to donate for the fuel, because what we do is we take attack helicopters and fighter jets and rescue airplanes And we do air shows, and we let you tour the air show. We let you tour the aircraft, and then we put on entertainment. And I know we're going to have a lot of great entertainment this spring coming up in April or so. Again, if you would like to donate, go to www.gb2k.org. And Admiral Ellison, well, when I met him, he was Dr. Ellison, but he's grown a lot. Admiral Ellison is a phenomenal artist. I mean, he does beautiful sketch art, just amazing. If you're in Dallas, Texas, if you go to the McDonald's in Addison, and this is just one of the places that I know, the McDonald's in Addison, Texas, all the sketch artwork is Admiral Ellison. So we will be displaying his art to raise funds for the nonprofit. Also, we'll have Tawana Williams, the woman who wrote the book, Unarmed but Dangerous. Yes, she was born without arms, and she actually draws beautiful art with her feet. She's an awesome woman of God, and we're going to display her art as well. Also, the dragon, Gregory Dragon McAdory. He has beautiful art, and he has a comic book out. And he has a cartoon that we're trying to get going. And we're going to work in conjunction with our fundraiser to help him raise the funds to put this comic book out. So, and also, we have another artist, Big Fast. Yes, with Top of the Line Entertainment. He has wonderful art, and he does some beautiful collages. You just have to see his art. And I was actually a model at one of his fashion shows before. So not to get off the subject, but we're going to do an art gala. And tickets start out at $47 if you would like to just be in attendance and view the art. And then we have different sponsorship levels. And, of course, depending on which level you come in on, you either get VIP tickets for four, which includes a dinner, at your advertisement for your company on our banner to say that you supported us, as well as a free flight when we do our air show in the spring or either in the summertime, because we hold the Reach for the Stars twice a year. So that's another facet of my life. GB2K, God said, give back to the children. I'm like, what do you mean? But, hey, I went with it, and now I have my 501c3, and God is really good. So God is working through me, and I'm still not really sure what the whole purpose is, but I know my grass has not always been this green. And another thing, let's see here, acting. I've done some acting. Me and my twin sister, we're really good at this. We will get in if we want to. We know exactly what to do to get our faces seen. And so we've done a few things, and I'm really proud of that. I'm really proud of our accomplishments because we are young. We were young girls, single moms, you know. Well, my sister was married, and then she soon got divorced, like 4 or 5 years into her marriage. And but we were young. We're children, and we lived our dreams. I mean, we just got out there and did it, you guys. So if you have anything that you feel like, oh, this child or this job is holding me back, make room. God said that he'll make room. Your gifts will make room for you. And I believe that's what he's doing with me. And so my other motto is, if you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting. So it's time to change, you guys. It's time to come anew. It's a new year. We have a fabulous president in office, Mr. Barack Obama, and First Lady Michelle. I give them all the love and respect in the world because they have really brought a change about in America. And I'm sure the other countries and the third world countries will see the change and then get in alignment with us. And on Sunday we had global prayer, corporate prayer for our president and other countries, thanks to Minister Trinita Sarpy, and I hope you guys joined us in prayer that day. But to get back on the subject, you know, my grass hasn't always been this green. And now I'm living my dreams. I'm writing my book, and I hope to be able to empower you. I hope somebody is empowered just by listening to my story, because it's been rough for me. but I didn't complain. I didn't give up. I didn't turn around just when the tide was getting low. I stuck it out. My feet got wet. My clothes got wet. My hair got messed up. And I stayed in the fight. And I stood ground. I stood on the ground that God provided for me. And if you should believe in him, then you should not perish. Believe in, you know the saying, you should not perish but have everlasting life. And also is in conjunction with your faith. You will have everlasting faith. And as long as you have faith, then you know that God will sustain you. And as long as you believe in his will to be done here on earth as it is in the heavens, then he will move mountains for you. I'm just getting into the whole law of attraction. And I love what it has done for me and my mentality. I appreciate that I am now drawing things into my life that I've always wanted. I'm appreciative that the Lord is allowing the universe to line up in my favor and strategically place prominent people with favor, with the finances, with the companies to come to me. I'm not even having to look for them, you guys. You're just coming to me. And speaking engagements, they're just coming to me. And if you would like for me to speak at your organization, go to talk to Tracy Brooks, leave me a comment, or you can go to, you can email me at info@talktotracybrooks. If you would like for me to come and speak to your organization, your women's organization, your nonprofit organization, your school, your church, whatever it is you have going on with this group of two or more people together, I'll come and speak. So, again, just know, just because things aren't as always sunny, we all know after a storm, here comes a rainbow, here comes the sun. And that's all God is trying to instill in each and every one of us. Weather the storm, and you'll be able to enjoy the rainbow. And that's what I'm doing now. And I know this is not the end of my fertilization of my own yard, but I know that I've come from such a far place to get to where I am. And I am so grateful that I am able to share my thoughts, to share with you, my friends, and my associates, and my business connections with you over the airwaves. I'm very grateful for that. So be grateful and know that even though your grass isn't as green as you would like it to be, God will still move mountains on your behalf. So, you know, I'm just here for you. And if, again, if you would like for me to come and speak at your organization, contact me at info@talktotracybrooks.com. Go to Talk to Tracy Brooks. And let me hear from you. I know you have greatness within you. I know you have a goal, a dream, an aspiration, something that you've been sitting on for years. Give me a few minutes. Let me talk to you. And I'm sure I can help you figure it out. I'm sure I could figure it out for you. And then I'm sure I can empower you to get you to the next level. And that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen, helping one another. Give and thy shall receive. Just like when you pray, the blessings come down. It's the same message. Give and you shall receive. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Knock and the door will open. Seek and ye shall find. I tell you, I've been asking, knocking, and seeking all my life, and I've never had the revelation like I have now. And I'm grateful that I was able to share my story with you guys today, although there's more. We're just, you know, we have a few minutes left, so, you know, I just want to let you guys know that the time is now. The time is now. And times have never been so crucial until now. And if you do not take advantage of the situation and take advantage of the timing that God has prepared before us, ladies and gentlemen, then I'm afraid that you might miss out. And I don't want anyone to miss out on the blessings that God has for them because they were too narrow-minded, because they couldn't see the forest for the trees, or they couldn't see because that man was sitting next to you going, where are you going? Who are you talking to? Why you didn't answer your phone? Why didn't you call me back? Yeah, that's part of my relationshipness coming out. And, you know, you just never know what God has for you. And Lord knows, I've had to really pray. And oh, here's another thing. What I was going to say is I really have to pray for some people to extricate out of my life. And it's been a struggle for me to keep them out. And I don't mean to jump around a little bit, but I have to say this. I was speaking to someone that I've known for several years, most of my life, and he made the comment that, you know, Tracy, I have watched you grow. I've seen you come from this excited young person working at the record label to doing your own music, to having your own business, to starting other businesses, to going to school, to, he's like, you're all these different facets, but yet you are still the same. And I was like, wow, but he's still talking to me as if I was that old person from back in the day. So in one respect, he was saying, I see who you are and I see how you've grown. But in another respect, he was saying, but you're still the same old Tracy to me. And sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, that could be a problem when, you know, we have people in our lives that don't see you for who you are today because they've known you all your life, and they have the memories of the ones that they hold on to, which could be from your past. And I have to keep saying, ladies and gentlemen, my past does not determine my future. It's because of my past I am where I am today, and I no longer dwell in my past. There are some parts of my past that has catapulted me to this level in life. But my past is just that. It's my past. My hurt in my past, it's just that. It's in my past. My loves that have not lasted, that are in my past, are just that. So unless you're still here with me, like some of you are, then you're just in my past. I might see you again in the future, but I know one thing, relationships are like a season. People come into your life as a season or reason or a lifetime. And I don't know if you have people in your past that were there only for a season and they're trying to hold on for a lifetime. I mean, you just have to cut the umbilical cord and let it go, because those would be the people that would try to hold you to your old ways, that will try to entice you with your old ways and the old things that felt good to you and the old things that made you laugh and the old things that made you cry and the old things that got you excited. But I'm here to tell you, you just have to walk in your future and know what your future looks like, tastes like, smells like, feels like. Live it. Stop living in your past and move forward to your future. And that's so important, ladies and gentlemen. There is no need to live in your past when God has a bright and sunny future for you. I look at your past like an old weather storm, old sea storm, things tumbling back and forth and round about and heavy rain. But if you could just get to the other side of that cloud, after the dark cloud, there is sunshine. And you have all the power within you to get to it. You just have to remain in your walk into your greatness. And I know you have greatness inside of you because we all do. God has given us all the ability to be great in our own right. I haven't always been aware of my greatness, but I am certainly aware today. And that is all that matters. And I made a pledge to myself that from this day forward, I will and I shall walk in my greatness. I will unleash the greatness that is within me and help to empower myself even more and to help empower others, because we all have greatness within us. In just a few moments of your time, I will help you find your greatness. I will help you rise above your trials and get to your tribulations. I will help you see the silver lining over the dark cloud. That's right. I am here for you. God gave me the gift. I'm going to use it. I am excited that I am able to come to you every day and present to you a new story, a new friend, a new associate, a new business partner. I am excited about that because I know every day you are being blessed in some kind of way. And as long as God gives me the voice, and as long as he keeps speaking into my life, I will continue to speak to you. So again, join me at talktotracybrooks.com. Join me. Let me hear from you. Let me hear from you. I look forward to it. Email me at info@talktotracybrooks.com. Let me empower you. I know you have a lot of strength left. I know it all isn't gone. I know all hope isn't gone. Because look at me, I'm still here, and I made it, y'all. I made it, and I made it with some really wonderful people backing me up. I have secret friends that are now my friends, ladies and gentlemen. It's unbelievable, and I know if God can work things out for me like that, I know that he can work things out for you. I know if he can pan out all my relationships to create healthier relationships in my life, I know he can do the same for you. So not only can I help you in your relationships, your business, or your family, because sometimes, you know, family, hey, they don't always believe in us because they've been knowing us since diaper days, because we've been pooping and drooling on ourselves. But it's time. The time is now to unleash your greatness. And it's up to you. It's up to you to make a choice. So what I want you to do right now, at the sound of my voice, I want you to stand up, and I'm up. Put your hand over your heart and say out loud, today, I will dance like no one is watching. Today, I will sing loud unto the universe as if I have the most beautiful voice in the whole world. Today, I unleash my greatness unto the universe, and I receive the greatness that comes back to me. Today, I do it today. And that's it. Get started. Do something. If you don't know how, I want to talk to you. I want to help you. I am here to empower you. So, as we come to a close, I just want to say I've enjoyed my time spending and sharing with you. I've enjoyed the opportunity to speak to you. And again, you can reach me at info@talktotracybrooks. And be sure to tell a friend, because I'm sure they have greatness within them too that they're holding on to, that they're scared to unleash because of the abuse, because of the depression, because of the overweightness, or because of the inability to have a clear speech. Well, you know what? Moses didn't speak properly either. But God did what? He used him to speak to his people, and they understood him. So that's the same principle here. No matter what your situation is, God has a greater calling for your life. And if you don't know what that is, then let me talk to you. Let me figure it out and help you to get to the next level. Let me show you how he used me to be an example. Let me share with you my testimony, which was a test. My trials have been a test in my life to see if I will let go or if I will hold on. Would I lay down or would I stand up? Would I stay firm or would I give in? And ladies and gentlemen, it always has not been easy. And I tell you now, your grass may not be as green, but I can share with you the seven principles, the seven spiritual steps to fertilizing your yard, to making it as green as you want it. If you want a forest in your front yard, I can help you. If you want beautiful lilies and tulips, I can help you. So contact me. And I'm so passionate about what I've become. I want to share what God has given me. And I thank you. I thank you for listening, for tuning in, for purchasing my product, for inviting me out to speak, for telling me your story, for opening up. I encourage you today to be empowered, to be encouraged. You know, we have a saying at church, they don't know my story, so they cannot understand my praise. Wow. You don't know my story, so you can't understand my praise. You can't understand why I'm so excited. But I know we all, each and every one of us, have a story. And the question is, are you sleeping on the story? Are you keeping it in dark places? Are you letting it hold you back from becoming the successful individual that God intended for you to be? Is your story holding you back? If it is, let me know. And I will help you. I will empower you. Again, www.talktotracybrooks.com or info@talktotracybrooks.com. I want to hear from you. I want you to share your story so that you can be empowered from it. And I can show you exactly how to do that. I did it for me. So I know God gave me the gift to do it for you. And I look forward to hearing from you. So again, be sure to visit my website, gb2k.org, if you want to support the children, the underprivileged youth, and my vision to rise children up. Also, if you ever wanted to make money online and didn't know how, go to 129enterprises.com. That's TWELVE, the number 9, enterprises with the nest.com. Download the free gift that I have for you there, and you'll be glad that you did. And then call in and give me your testimony. Email me. Let me know. But it's your time. It's 2009, and it's your time to get motivated, to be empowered, to be an encouragement to others. And I thank you for tuning in today on Monday, February the 2nd. And I look forward to sharing the love, because this is the love month. This is Black History Month. And I look forward to sharing the love. So have a wonderful day. And thanks for tuning in with me. Don't forget, talk to Tracy Brooks, because I want to talk to you. Have a great day.